I'm an astronaut. Hey, I'm Edie. And it's SCR. Dealing with Dr. Meher Aller. Date of service is January 25, 2013. Patient name is George Mufaria. G-E-O-R-G-E space M-U-F-A-R-R-E-H. Date of birth is 12-15-1960. Primary care physician. Please call please primary care physician information on page 1 of note. October 5, 2012. Period. Next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, reason for visit and follow up. Next paragraph, dear college, we have pleasure of seeing Mr. Mufaria, M U F A R R E H, who, as you know, is a very pleasant 51 year old gentleman with vast medical history of hypertension, hypolipidemia, coronary disease, status of post left heart catheterization. In 2010, they showed non obstructive coronary disease, general anxiety disorder, and attention deficit hypokinetic disorder. He came in our clinic today for a follow-up visit. On today's visit, the patient states that he's having episodes of palpitations that are not related to exertion. He states that they come and go at random times, and they're mostly associated with his stress and anxiety. And he states that his Adderall Xanax regimen helps deal with his palpitations. Period. Patient is not complaining of any syncopal or presyncopal effects, headaches, chest pain, shortness of breath, blurry vision, dizziness, or abdominal pain, or lower lymphedema or intimate claudication with lower limb. Period. Next paragraph is medical history. One, hypertension, next number, hyperlipidemia, next number, coronary disease, next number, obstructive sleep apnea, next number, general anxiety disorder, next number, attention deficit hypokinetic disorder. Period, next paragraph, past surgical history. One, left heart catheterization done in 2010, next number, hernia repair, next paragraph, social history, the night smoking, drinking alcohol, or intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history, significant for coronary disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, allergies, unknown drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medications. One, atenolol 5 milligrams daily. Next number is Xanax, 0.5 milligrams daily. Next number, aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Next number, Adderall 10 milligrams. PRN. PRN experimental examination. Vital signs. Today, blood pressure was 150 over 98 in the right arm and 155 over 98 in the left arm. Pulse was 70 on the right arm and 73 on the left arm. Weight was 292, height is 6'1". And BMI is 38.5. Please come paste normal physical exam template. Next paragraph, EKG done on diagnostic investigations. EKG done on October 5. The left showed heart rate of 69 BPM, normal excess and sinus rate. Next paragraph, echocardiogram done on August 13th, 2012, showed ejection fraction of 55-60% with mild aortic regurgitation. Next paragraph, peristeen stress test done on November 4, 2011, which showed negative peristeen stress test for coronary ischemia by EKG criteria and symptomology. Period. Stress test was negative. Period. Next paragraph, left heart catheterization done in 2010 showed non-obstructive coronary disease, normal left ventricular cell function, left ventricular ejection fraction was 50% with no aortic regurgitation or mitral regurgitation. Your next paragraph, bilateral carotid duplex done on August 13, 2012, showed no hemodynamically significant stenosis bilaterally. Your next paragraph, CT head without contrast on October 12, 2012, showed CT study of the head, failed to demonstrate any evidence of hemorrhage or mass effect. Your next paragraph, laboratory blood test on October 12, 2012, showed serum electrolytes with normal illness, normal renal function test, normal liver function test, and LDL was 151. 151. MGDL. For your next paragraph, suspend plan. One, arrhythmias. On today's visit patient stated that he's having episodes of random palpitations that are not associated with exertion. Period. Patient states that these palpitations are mostly associated with anxiety and stress. Period. We advised the patient to be hooked up to a Holter monitor for a month to assess his random palpitations. Period. Patient is also advised to continue on his Adderall Xanax regimen due to the fact that he states that this is helping with his current symptoms. Period. Next paragraph, hypertension. His blood pressure today was 155 over 98. Currently he's on Atenolol. We recommend him to continue on his current medications. Our goal is to have his blood pressure below 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury. We will also advise the patient to follow up with his primary care physician. Period. Next number, coronary disease. He's a status post-left heart catheterization done on July 25, 2008 that showed non-coronary disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent assessment was negative. Recommend continuing on his aspirin. Recommend him of lifestyle medication in the form of regular exercise, to have a balanced diet, low fat and content, high in fiber, and control his risk factors. Period. Next number, valvular heart disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent echocardiograph showed ejection fraction of 55 to 60% with mild aortic regurgitation. We will continue monitoring his valvular abnormalities with serial echocardiography in the next follow-up visit. Period. X number, hypolipidemia. We recommend him to continue on his current medication. Our goal is to have his LDL below 100 millimeters of mercury. Patient is to follow up with his primary care physician in regard to this matter. Period. Next number, obstructive sleep apnea. He's using a BiPAP machine at home. He needs to follow up with his primary care physician concerning with this matter. Period. Thank you so very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Mufarreh, Mufarreh. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Mufarreh back in 3 months. In the meanwhile, he is instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, M.E.D., N.E.S.S.E.R. Medical school student dictating for Dr. Meher Elder with all birth certifications. This is the end of the patient. Thank you.